pacing and leading. Inside the previous rapport audios, we're actually covering a bigger topic, perhaps in disguise, or maybe it wasn't made clear. This bigger topic is pacing and leading, which is kind of like getting into rapport with someone and then leading them into a different direction. This is something that we do automatically and unconsciously, and we've been doing our whole life. But remember the four levels of learning? Starting down the bottom, we have unconscious incompetence, conscious incompetence. And up above, we have conscious competence and unconscious competence. So the way we do rapport and pacing and leading up until this point has been unconscious. And we're now making this stuff conscious so you can improve it. So now you can move into doing conscious competence. And I hope that you would like to get up to unconscious competence, or in other words, excellence. So everyone can already do pacing and leading. It's just if you watch some of our NLP trainers, you'll see this done at a higher level. You know, constantly we'll be leading workshops with maybe 5 to 15 people on Zoom, and they may be 2 hours into a session, yet their eyes are fixated. They are focused. You can see it. And you'll often see their heads bobbing up and down at the same time. Now, if you like to be able to have your audience or your clients bobbing up and down, as in their head bobbing up and down, like yes, 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 wouldn't that be wonderful for you to do? So the pacing and leading is like rapport. Pacing meaning you're in rapport, you're pacing their reality. People like people that are like them. So when we do the pacing, we're getting into their reality, and then the leading is when we start to lead them in a different direction. And with our work, you know, we're often leading them to a more peaceful direction. So I'd like to give you 4 examples of pacing and leading in different contexts. And afterwards, we'll go into more depth on each example and teach you some of the magic behind it so you can magnify your work. I'd like to start off with a business example. Let's say we're sitting down with someone. I'd like to start by thanking you for your time. Thank you for taking the time to sit here with me. Now, looking at this report, I'm curious what you think you can do. Okay, so I'm pacing reality. Thank you for taking the time to sit here with me. Now, looking at this report, I might point down to the report. So I'm pacing their reality and starting to lead because I'm making them look at the report. And then I lead in a new direction. I'm curious what you think you can do better. Or I'm curious what you think you can improve. Or I'm curious whatever you like. So we're pacing reality and then we start to lead. A more hypnotic example could be, thank you for taking the time to listen to this audio track. And as you listen to this audio track, I'm curious what new connections you're going to make. Pacing reality, thank you for taking the time to listen to this track. Start to change direction or lead. You know, I'm curious what new connections you're going to make. And I could take that further, you know. I'm curious if you're going to make connections that will help you at work or in your personal life. Completely different example. I remember being in a cafe in Hong Kong back around 2012, giving a workshop, one of my first kind of workshop seminars, 20, 30 something people in the room in a cafe shop, right? And there's a couple of men on one side, and they were just having a coffee, and suddenly one of the guys was really angry. And this angry guy kind of yelled at me saying that, you know, they paid for their coffee and they should be able to enjoy their coffee. And they should, you know. So he's in an angry voice, you know. He's angry. So I paced him. You're right. You deserve to enjoy your coffee. And you should get to enjoy your coffee. I wasn't angry at him, but I was matching his voice. I was pacing his voice. You're right. You do deserve to enjoy your coffee. And you should get to enjoy your coffee. I think I went on a little bit further, like, and you should be able to stand there and enjoy the coffee with your friends. Not worried about us. Not worried about us, you see. Now, one more example. We'll go back to the hypnotic example. And this angry man and this hypnotic version, they're a bit different than the other ones, and we'll explain them in the next tracks. You're interested in learning more about NLP. And you may or may not be interested in learning specific skills. And that's okay, because we are all learning and we are all human. So I want you to relax even more. And as you breathe in or out, notice I don't even know which one will come first. You will just find yourself breathing in and out at a rate that suits you. That's determined by your own super intelligent consciousness.